In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and understanding, illuminating new paths for new moments of healing and inspiration, as we as one strive for higher planes of existence and a higher understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live, always remembering Life Changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's special guest, Daryl Anka, renowned channel of Bashar. Now, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I am excited about today's show because of Daryl Anka being on our show, and he channels Bashar. And so, why am I excited? Well, to have a channel on the show is something that we've done before, but this particular channel, I believe I have met before, and I believe I have had an experience with him before, and I just let's see. Mark, you were still with us?
I'm still with us.
I've been not really saying anything. So if you're with us, maybe the audience.
I am listening as well as the audience is. You saying nothing.
Well, you know, it's actually. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're
it's
welcome.
Actually surreal because this is people that knew me way back when.
When you used to say things. Yes.
When I actually used to say things. Yes. But hey, maybe people are understanding me without needing to say anything. But
you are clearly speaking on a whole other dimension, yes. And I'm with you.
So anyway, so I used to be, I used to work for IBM. I used to wear a suit and a tie, a white shirt, and I used to work from 9 to 5. Well, it was more like 7 to 10. But anyway, and I knew that there was something on, something different that I needed to learn and to do. And so I left IBM, and it was this crazy thing, and everybody said I was crazy, and there were times when it felt crazy. And I was at this crazy convention where there was supposed to be a channeler, and I didn't even know what a channeler was, but I felt like there was a message there. I didn't think in these terms back then. I just felt like I needed to go to this breakout session where this guy was going to be channeling whatever that was. But the message sounded like it was interesting, and so that's what I went to. Well, anyway, I sat down. There were like, I don't know, 300, 400 people in this big room. I was sitting like 10 rows back in the middle. Now, people that know me, with long hair and the way I dress and all that, you know, might not know. Again, I had short hair and I had a suit. Now, I might have been dressed casually that day, which meant like a suit without a jacket. You know what I mean? That's you, Mark. Do you know?
Yes, I know what you mean.
I know
suit
you know.
Suit without a jacket. That's usually pants.
Well, but, you know, like business casual. Anyway, this is important.
I'm just playing.
This is important to the story because I end up at this channeling thing. And so I'm sitting in the middle of all these people. I pick this seat in the middle. And all of a sudden, this guy starts to channel. And I look around to see who's going to laugh first. But nobody was laughing because I was about to laugh. I'm like, really? Are people buying this? Mind you, like the day before, I was at IBM, you know, with the mentality of that. And I looked around and nobody was laughing. Everybody was taking this seriously. And I thought, wow, you know, the things people will believe. And they were just sitting there like this was like important stuff. And so I looked around to see how I could escape. But I was in the middle of all these people, and I didn't want to be rude, happily, because I sat there, and I just, you know, I was twiddling my thumbs. I couldn't believe, like, how long is this thing going to be? And before I knew it, he started to say some things that I'd never heard before and that were really interesting. And were like mind expanding. And all of a sudden, I started to get into this. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of interesting. But he's not channeling whatever that is. It's just, he's just a smart guy or something. I don't know what's going on, but it's certainly good, interesting information. So I sat and listened, and I was bewildered and in awe and excited about some of the information. And then I did something that I didn't expect to be doing. When he said, "Does anybody have a question?" my hand shot up like, "Oh, pick me. And I, as I'm telling the story, I'm remembering this conservative-minded young man who had just made this major decision to leave IBM, asking a question of this person who's channeling, which made no sense to me. But I felt like this person would have an answer. And I asked him, "How do you know if you've made the wrong decision?" And at the time, I left IBM so that I could paint and I could sing and I could write. And that's what I started to do immediately after leaving IBM, because these things had been missing in my life and I just knew I had to at least do them, which sounded crazy to everybody, but it felt like I needed my sanity back, and that's what I needed to do. So anyway, I asked this man, "How do you know if you've made the wrong decision?" And of course, I didn't say what it was, but I had left IBM where I was making money to become a singer or a painter or something. And this man said to me, or the channeler said to me, "You are vibrating at the frequency of such and such megahertz, which is the vibration of a communicator. And you are trying to decide whether you should paint, write, or sing. And what I'm here to tell you is that it doesn't matter what medium you pick. What matters is that you communicate your message, but you have to find your message first." And so I said, "Well, another question. Well, how do I find my message?" He said, "People look for a God to strike them with lightning or something major to happen." He says, "Major things are happening right inside of you all the time. As a matter of fact, it's happening right now as I tell this story." And Mark, you could probably hear it in my voice. Actually, everybody can probably hear it. I get excited. He says, your speech starts to go faster. Your mouth starts to get drier. Your pitch of your voice starts to get higher. You get butterflies in your stomach. It's something that you want to talk about all the time. He says, "This is your joy. This is your excitement. This is your lightning bolt. This is the universe, God, whatever, saying to you, this is your bliss. And this is what you want to be doing." And I shared that with almost anybody that would listen. I shared this whole story, in fact, from my going in there thinking I was going to hear a regular person, finding out that I thought that the person was crazy, and then finding out that the person seemed to have more sanity than anybody I'd ever spoken to up until that point. And where was he getting this from? And then getting answers about me specifically. And mind you, that's why I brought up the fact that I was dressed very conservatively, had short hair. I didn't look like an artist. I didn't look like a singer or a painter. And this guy, channeler, couldn't see me at all because I was in the middle of like 400 people and I didn't stand up. I just raised my hand. And so I left there really having a lot of things to think about. And I shared this, as I said, with everybody. And Mark, I think you've heard this story. I'm sure Dorothy and all my friends have heard this story over and over again because it left such an impact on me. And it made me start to look at what are those things that get me excited and how do I bring those to the fold. And so much of what we're doing here at Life Changes is exactly that, something that makes us all excited, all of us that are involved. And so tonight, I have this feeling when a friend of mine, Marco Mucinato, introduced me to Bashar's work. I heard this voice and I thought, oh, I know this man. And I didn't know how I would know him. And then as I listened to his message, and he talked about frequencies, and he talked about feelings, and he talked about, and I thought, oh my God, I think this is the guy who maybe 15, 20 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, that I listened to that helped set me on this path. And so whether he is the guy or not, he carries that energy, and that brings back all of these memories for me. And it made me young again. It made me like a child again, remembering how I first felt and how some of us might still feel and how we might be able to get into this magic altogether. Mark, did that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Well, thank you for that. And with that, we're going to hear some more great sense from Daryl Inka, who channels Bashar, right after these messages.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Our guest today is Daryl Inka, who channels Bashar. Now, Bashar is a multidimensional extraterrestrial being who began to speak through channel Daryl Inka in 1984, and from what we perceive as the future. Now, Bashar explores a wide range of subjects with great insight, humor, and a profound understanding of how reality creation occurs. I should say, with also profound voice. He is going to be appearing at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. That's going to take place from September 30th through October the 2nd. I believe he will be there on Saturday, but he'll tell us exactly. It'll be at the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles this year, 2011. We are so excited to have Daryl Inka on the show today. Welcome, Daryl.
Thank you, Filippo. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I shared that story today because so many of us don't understand what channeling is, and so many of us are skeptical that we lose the message. And one of the things that I like about you, Daryl, is before you even channel Bashar, you give an explanation of what channeling is or what it might be, and then you say, but whatever it is to you, let me just let you say it, because I think it's perfect.
Sure. I think at this point, certain psychologists have done tests to show that channeling is simply a natural altered state that all of us have the ability to do, and that all of us do actually do from time to time. It's really that state when you're doing something you love to do. You don't notice the passage of time. When a singer is lost in the song, when an actor becomes the character, any kind of endeavor that represents something that is your passion, your joy, that you become completely lost in the moment in, is a channeling state. Apparently, in that state, we have the ability to access different portions of our consciousness, different perspectives and points of view that might be somewhat broader than our normal daily waking state. So the idea of channeling is that it is a natural state, and it's not something that you necessarily have to believe is connecting to a spirit or an entity or an extraterrestrial, these things may be possible. But the bottom line really is that we all have the ability to tap into our own higher selves, our own broader perspectives. And it's the information that we're capable of connecting to and bringing through that helps people make changes in positive and constructive ways in their lives that is really the purpose of the channeling. And that's the reason why I continue to do it, not because anyone has to believe that Bashar is actually an extraterrestrial being, but that the information, wherever it's coming from, even if it's simply from another portion of my own consciousness, seems to have had the ability over the last 28 years that I've been doing this of really helping people gain different kinds of creative and constructive perspectives to allow them to make the kind of changes in their lives that they really wish to make to live more joyful and creative lives.
You know, Daryl, one of the messages that comes through Bashar, and it comes through loud and clear. Unfortunately, I don't know, and so many of us don't know how to live entirely in that message, but it sounds like it's the most important. Bashar says something like that you have to allow, well, we have to allow ourselves to be who we really are. Could you talk about that, please?
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of the struggles that people go through in life have more to do with resisting their natural selves. And the idea is that we are unique. Each of us is special in our own way. But we're taught in this and many societies on our planet to kind of ignore those urges to be that creative, loving being, and we're sort of told that we need to fit into a box and be something that we're not. And so I think a lot of people spend a lot of time in their lives struggling to be something that they're not or someone they're not. But when they finally make a decision that that's not something that is really beneficial to them, and they start to expand their consciousness and look for ways to be more of who they feel they truly are, they're a little bit at a loss because they've never been taught to really understand what it means to be who we are or how to really tell what direction to move in. So we're sort of, many of us, moving through life without the tools to be able to discover who we are and then to be able to activate or enable those abilities to come to the forefront. And I think that that's the thing that I appreciate about the channeled information is that it consistently gives ideas, techniques, concepts that can be applied very practically in physical reality to help us understand exactly what our energy is all about, what it is that we are capable of paying attention to that is more representative of our true nature that would allow us to live more creative and joyful lives and in that context be who we were created to be.
Right. Actually, Bashar, who we understand to be an extraterrestrial, says that, you know, unless you are who you are, then there's nobody to come meet. Says something about coming to the door and knocking, but nobody's home, because if you're not you, you're not home. And
right.
and that really does come home to me.
For you. Yeah. You can't receive the gifts that are meant for you if you're not there to receive them, if you're not the natural you.
Yeah, and you know, I was going to ask you something else, but this just came to mind. I just came off of an incredible weekend where I experienced such great manifestation after great manifestation, and even people around me said, wow, you're a great manifester, or you live in joy, and every moment is in joy. Well, that was the weekend, and then I come back to quote-unquote work, and you know, turn on my computer and start seeing emails of what's going on in the world and this danger and that fear and all that. And then I went into my, oh God, what are we going to do? And what about this? And oh my poor this. And you know what I mean? And it was all of a sudden, everything changed.
Right. Well, this is what I was kind of talking about is we've been raised to look at the world in a certain light. And that, according to Bashar, the thing to understand is that we actually all of us are great manifestors, and we're manifesting all the time. The question is, are we manifesting our fears, or are we manifesting our joy? And we have a choice. And I think that Bashar's information is really all about understanding that we have a choice and that we're in control of those choices and that what it is that we put out, what it is that we focus on most strongly, whether positive or negative, is what we are going to attract into our lives to experience. And so he's just letting us know that, you know, we're manifesting all the time anyway. Why not manifest the things that you prefer and that are in alignment with your joy, as opposed to manifesting your fears and things that are out of alignment with your joy?
Well, I since we're on that, one more question on that. So we hear about this bad thing that's going to happen. Let's call it an earthquake. And certainly Bashar wouldn't say, okay, just sit in your home and say it's not going to happen. Let's talk about, you know, the Christmas dinner we're going to make because that brings me joy. What would Bashar say?
There are many, many kind of levels to this particular concept. And the first and foremost one I think that Bashar would talk about is that when you're in a certain vibration, when you're at a certain frequency state of being, that's going to determine pretty much what it is you're going to experience or how you're going to experience what happens in your life. So even though you might actually be in an area where an earthquake happens, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to experience it in a negative way or that something negative is going to happen to you. Even though someone right next to you may be experiencing terror and fear, doesn't mean that you have to or that you'll experience some destructive thing, even though you might be in the midst of what seems to be destruction all around you. But I think first and foremost, he would say that if you're of a certain vibration that simply doesn't require that experience, you probably wouldn't find yourself in that experience to begin with. Wow. Now, there's a difference between sitting in an experience like that and attempting to gloss over the fact that you might have a fear or a belief that something destructive or negative might happen to you by saying, oh, let's just focus on something positive. There's a big difference between going into denial about what's happening and responding to what's happening in an actual positive and constructive way. And that's important for us to be able to tell the difference, because it's the belief and the perspective that's going to determine what we get out of any experience that we are having. It isn't a matter of just simply citing affirmations or glossing over what's going on in front of our eyes.
Oh, I like this. And I think you'll like this analogy, which happened at the end of this great 3-day weekend I had of great joyful manifestation every moment. At the end of it, driving back to a friend's house, my friend was driving 18 miles over the speed limit. We were in so much joy and conversation, he says he didn't even notice. But then he saw flashing lights behind him. So I suppose glossing over and pretending it's not happening would mean keep going 18 miles over the speed limit and keep talking and ignore the lights. But instead, he pulled over and said, huh, I wonder why you were being pulled over. And when the policeman came and told us that he was driving 18 miles over the speed limit, he said he was sorry and that we were in such joyful and conversation. It was actually quite silly what he said. The officer kind of chuckled, walked away with his license and insurance. And I thought, you know, it's impossible that he's going to get a ticket. Everything has been so perfect. We have been having so much fun. It only good can come out of this. And the officer came back and said, you know, I just want you to be safe. I'm giving you a warning, and shook our hands and said, have a great time, gentlemen.
Right, exactly. That's a perfect example, because it really isn't. I think most people who study metaphysics or start exploring consciousness get this particular principle confused or misunderstood a lot of the time. It isn't whether or not the reality around you that changes to reflect that you've changed. It's that you respond to the reality differently, regardless if it's still looks the same. That's what lets you know you've really changed. And when you respond to the reality, no matter how it looks, and no matter how you may have previously labeled such an experience as negative, the idea is that if you remain in a positive state and you respond differently to the reality, even if the reality looks the same, you'll get the positive effect from it. Now, one thing I would like to point out is that even if you had gotten a ticket, remaining in the positive state, even with that, would still have allowed you to understand why it would be important for you to have gotten the ticket, because it might have set something else in motion. The whole point is that if you keep responding to what's happening in a positive way and know that it's there for a reason that serves you in a positive way, somewhere down the line you'll see how, in fact, it does fit into the overall scheme of a positively unfolding life. But it's when we assume that something's going wrong, when we assume we're being interrupted from our joy, when we assume that there's an obstacle in our path instead of simply an exciting challenge, that's when we only get the negative effects at it and can only see the negative side of the circumstance. But every circumstance has the ability to serve double duty. It can manifest a positive or a negative effect, but that's utterly determined by the energy we assign to the situation. In that context, as Bashar often says, and I know this sounds funny, but he says, really the greatest gift we've been given is that life itself is meaningless. There's no built-in meaning to it. It's our creative gift that we have been given that we are designed to give life meaning. But the meaning we give any particular experience in life is utterly what determines how we experience that particular event and what kind of energy we get out of that particular event. So the meaning we give it determines the effect. From Bashar's perspective, this is just simply physics. What you put out is what you get back.
I'm reminded that my family jokes about me that when confronted with news, when they witness me getting news that would not normally be something that anybody would rejoice, I clench my teeth and smile like more like a smirk and go, isn't this perfect? Isn't this great?
Yeah. I don't think it's really also, I mean, don't misunderstand me, it's not necessarily about having something go on and have, you know, you always jumping up and down, being excited about it. I think Bashar also says the idea of staying in the appropriate state that you prefer, that's in alignment with your true self, can also simply be a balanced state of neutrality. So in other words, instead of negatively reacting, the more aligned response can also be to simply take a moment and observe what's happening and go, isn't this interesting? I wonder how this will serve me. It doesn't always mean that you necessarily intellectually always know immediately how it will, but just at least remaining in a state where you know it can sometimes be enough. You don't always have to be jumping up and down and be excited about everything that happens in that context.
Oh, good. And it's interesting that how many times do so many of us look back at experiences that we thought were negative and then say, wow, that was the best thing that could have happened. And
exactly.
And the trick is being able to do it without the knowing.
In the moment. In the moment.
Right. And what's the trick?
Well, the trick is to understand that everything is fundamentally neutral. There is no built-in meaning to anything. It's only going to affect you based on the meaning that you've assigned to it. Whether you assign that meaning consciously or unconsciously doesn't matter. But the point is, if you know that everything is simply a fundamentally neutral prop, shall we say, and it's totally up to you to assign positive or negative meaning to it, that's the trick, is to understand there's no built-in meaning, even though you may have been taught that there is, because we often automatically react to things simply because of the meaning we've been taught to give it. And sometimes that meaning is unconscious. But you can easily realize very quickly that if you've never been given a meaning for something, if you've never been given a definition for something, then you have no emotional reaction to it. So we only have emotional reactions or responses when we have a particular definition of something. So it's up to us to decide what definition we prefer to have about what's going on. And that definition will completely determine the effect it has in our lives.
Wow. Well, when we come back, I'd like to know your definition of excitement and manifesting that physical sensation of joy so that we can, maybe it's not even manifesting, maybe it's connecting with it, and so that we can experience it more in our lives, because that's also something that Bashar talks about that seems to be very, very important. So we are talking to Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, and he's going to be appearing at the Conscious Life Expo this weekend.
Saturday.
Here, And you're going to be appearing on Saturday at the LAX Hilton. We'll have a website for you as soon as we come back, both for Bashar and the Conscious Life Expo, right after these messages.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and this is Life Changes with Filippo, and our guest today is Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar. Now, to learn more about Daryl and Bashar, you can go directly to his website at, or their website at, www.bashar.org. And Bashar is spelled B like boy, A, S like Sam, H like Harry, A, R like Robert, Bashar.org. And Bashar, actually both Daryl and Bashar, will be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo this Saturday at the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles. For those of you who might be listening to this in the next couple days, this Saturday means the 1st of October. And so Daryl will be there. And so to learn more about that, go to consciouslifeexpo.com. That's consciouslifeexpo.com. Now, Daryl, before we went to break, I mentioned that Bashar talks about finding our excitement or aligning with it or getting it, grabbing it, doing something with it, because that's kind of the thing we need to do.
Yes. You hear many people in metaphysical circles talking about the idea of following your bliss, acting on your joy. Bashar is certainly in alignment with that. What I also do appreciate about Bashar is he explains why that's important. And the idea, again, from his perspective, is this is simple physics. From Bashar's perspective, it's very important to act on whatever event or opportunity contains the highest amount of excitement every moment that you can. Because excitement, from Bashar's perspective, is actually that physical sensation we call excitement is the body's physical translation of the vibratory frequency of energy that actually represents our true natural self. So from Bashar's perspective, that's like saying that's the compass needle that's pointing to your magnetic north. If you follow that vibration, if you act on every opportunity that contains the highest amount of that vibration we call excitement, then you're staying most aligned with your true natural frequency, and it will show up in your life in a variety of synchronistic ways, because when you do that, things are flowing in a proper way for you, and it makes you a better receiver of the things that are there that are representative in your life of that frequency. So that's why, from his perspective, it's so important to do that.
You know, I get that, and I've certainly experienced that, and maybe we all have, hopefully consciously, but maybe some of us have not been conscious of it. Regardless, mm-hmm. you know, I have to ask you, especially in these times when so many people have either lost their jobs or are looking for new jobs or having experiences where they're lacking in funds to do what they think they want to do, like maybe eat or live someplace, how does one stay in their excitement in the midst of that?
Well, again, it's knowing that, it's a couple of things. It's first of all knowing that if that is truly representative of your real vibration, your natural vibration, staying in that state is what's going to make it possible for you to see opportunities that are reflective of that state. Again, as Bashar has sort of reminded us many times, you cannot see what you're not the vibration of. So you have to stay in that state to even see opportunities that you could be acting on that would actually help support you in life. Let me give a really brief example. This is usually a much longer story, but I'm going to shorten this up very much because this is a real-world example, and Bashar has often used it to illustrate this point. And it goes along the idea of what is the definition of abundance. And that's the second issue is we have to watch our definitions and have positive definitions that serve us as opposed to negative definitions that don't. And from Bashar's perspective, abundance is simply the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. It can be expressed by money, but it doesn't always have to be. And if we leave all the doorways open through which abundance could come in all the forms it could come, then if money is the way that represents the path of least resistance, that can come to us. But it can also come to us in many other ways. And by focusing only on one way we think that we can get something done, we're actually closing all the doorways through which abundance could come in so many other forms. And the story is a friend of mine, this actually happened to a friend of mine, so I know it's a real-world example, and it shows that it does work in our actual physical reality. She's an amazing photographer, and her dream was to go around the world and photograph all the sacred sites and make these beautiful photographs of these places around the world. Now, she didn't have a dime, but what she did is she stayed in the state of excitement. She stayed in her passional vibration, and by doing so, she suddenly had an inspiration that otherwise, I think, would not have occurred to her. And even though on the surface the inspiration sounds to many people silly or undoable, that didn't deter her because she was adamant about staying in that state. So the inspiration that occurred to her was to simply go to the airlines and ask the airline to fly her around the world for free. Now, on the surface, people would say, you're crazy. So what she did is she went to the airline, she said, look, I want to fly around the world. I want to photograph these sacred sites. I want you to fly me around the world for free. And in return, because there always has to be some kind of fair exchange, in return, I will let you use my photographs for your brochures so that you can show tourists these places and they will come and fly to these places on your airline. Mm. The airline not only agreed, they actually paid her, put her up in the best hotels, fed her. She didn't spend a dime. She flew around the world, lived like a queen, did everything she wanted to do. Just because she had the willingness to stay in the state that allowed her to be inspired to find another way to express her abundance. And
wow.
That's a perfect example of what Bashar is talking about.
Wow, what a great example. Now you actually are doing something exciting as well as far as the project is concerned. Well, I should say, and for all the listeners that don't know, there are so many products available at Bashar.org that are listenable, downloadable, or buyable in tapes and CDs. And do you actually have DVDs as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, that's right. So that you could listen to so many of these messages and stories and channelings and questions and answers and like seminar type things, right?
Yes.
So that's all there. But you're doing something even more expanded from that. You're actually doing a film that I'd love to hear about.
Yes, I mean, my background has actually been in the film industry for about 30 years, although it started in special effects. And so in addition to the channeling, my excitement also expresses itself in the film industry. And more recently, I've actually shifted from special effects to being a writer, director, producer. And I've just recently shot my first film, and we're now in post-production. And we're just in the process of of actually raising just the final amount of money needed to finish post-production and get it out to people, to the public. And it's a fictional documentary called Dearly Departed. And it's shot as though the crew took a camera into the spirit realm in order to interview the spirits of people who've passed on and get their take on life after death. So it's kind of like an afterlife documentary from the other side is how we chose to shoot it. And we're doing this, we're raising the final monies on Kickstarter.com. So anyone interested in helping us finish this film and get it out to the public to deliver a kind of a new perspective, a unique metaphysical message of the idea of life after death, by all means, please, we welcome you to visit our Kickstarter.com page under Dearly Departed by Daryl Anka, and we would appreciate any help you would like to be in joining our team.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, that is exciting. You know, you just mentioned something that reminded me of something Bashar says, that some of this information is not new, but it needs to be repeated. And the way I hear it coming through you is different than I've heard it before. And so sometimes we're able to get it from this person and not that person, what have you. But let's talk about this information coming from our quote-unquote future, because that's a whole different perspective than I've ever thought of this before. Is it us kind of in the future?
Well,
coming
yes.
Back?
Yes, in a sense. I mean, as Bashar has often explained, and I think now as many quantum physicists and other scientists realize, the concept of past, present, and future is really, in a sense, just kind of a convenient term. And from Bashar's perspective, all of things exist at the same time, so to speak. And the future is just kind of another frequency that we have labeled to say that something that doesn't seem to be happening, at least in the present, but in fact is happening in the present, just on another wavelength, on another channel. So even though it may seem to be that Bashar is from our future, he actually coexists simultaneously with me and has actually said that we are aspects of the same soul. Looking at it from the typical space-time linear framework, you could say he's a future life and I'm one of his past lives. And he has the ability to communicate, in that sense, to any other aspect of his soul, be it in his present, his future, his past. Because from his perspective, all those things are all happening at the same time, and he just has to adjust his consciousness to make communication between any other aspect of his being possible.
That's fascinating. And what's also interesting to me is that you say, as Daryl, that that you have experienced Bashar coming through somebody else. As a matter of fact,
yes.
Somebody else, a woman in Japanese, right?
Yes, he's actually from time to time, he doesn't do it right now, but from time to time in the past, he, so to speak, in the past, he has come through other people to help them train themselves to allow them to channel other entities that might have to do with, you know, their future selves or their higher minds or what have you. But now and then people have asked him to assist them in getting to that point of being open and comfortable to channel other levels of consciousness. And he has done that. And I think the most unusual one for me was watching him come through this Japanese woman who is a friend of mine now. Because even though it came through a woman and even though it came out in Japanese, it was distinctly Bashar's personality. Because once you see his personality coming through one person, he's very easy to recognize coming through anyone else.
Right. I want to remind everybody that they'll be able to see that personality coming through at the LAX Hilton this Saturday, October the 1st. You'll be able to see Daryl channeling Bashar. To learn more about that, you can go to the ConsciousLifeExpo.com website. Also, Bashar.org has some other places where Daryl will be appearing and, of course, all the products where you could see his appearances if you're not there to see or hear them in person. I actually am going to try and, at the very least, get to shake your hand, Daryl, on Saturday. I attempted that 9 months ago at the Past Conscious Life Expo, but in a room that was made to seat 500, but there were over 700 people there, and everybody crowding to connect with you afterwards. It was actually quite impressive and quite a beautiful thing.
Oh, well, why please, by all means, come up and say hello.
Why do you think that this message is resonating so much nowadays with people?
Because I think we're at the end of the cycle of forgetting who we are, and at the beginning of the cycle of awakening and remembering that we're more than we've been taught to believe we are. And so people are looking and gravitating and attracting themselves to vibrations that are now more reflective and representative of that. And it's certainly not about them having to come to people like me, but, you know, we're happy to remind people that they have all the ability in the world to access all this information and all these perspectives themselves, but that sometimes people need just a little bit of a trigger, just a little bit of a reminder to know that they have all these capabilities within them. And so I think you're seeing people opening up that right now in a number of ways, certainly not only by finding channels, but just by looking at all sorts of information that is now being put out into the public that is more representative of expanded consciousness and all sorts of other concepts like that.
And, you know, so much of the technology today, like when I watch children playing Wii or something, where these images are representative of themselves, and they're here in this dimension, so to speak, making that thing in that dimension on that screen do things that we can't do, but we're obviously doing them because we created this, etc. As we start to expand our mind and our thinking that way, more of the messages that you are giving, or even the way that it comes through, like from an extraterrestrial or from the future or the future ourselves, the higher, the presence, whatever, is starting to at least be in the consciousness more.
Yeah. Filippo, let me just say right now, I don't know how much time is left for this interview. I just want to let you know why my phone is beeping at me as if the battery is running down. So just in case we get cut off, I'm just going to assume that the timing of this will be perfect.
And we will assume that you didn't just hang up on us. No, actually, we had about a minute and a half left in our conversation. But is there anything that you felt needed to come through before we say adieu until Saturday?
Well, I just want to really thank you and everyone there associated with the program for opening up to this conversation, for allowing these kinds of interviews and conversations to occur. I think that those kinds of discussions that make all the difference in the world and allow people to know that sometimes the things that they think within them are, like you said, sort of silly, might just be the very thing that they really need to do to become their true natural selves. And I would always encourage everyone to follow their passion and see where it leads, because every time I do, it opens the world up to amazing, amazing synchronicities and amazing experiences. And I think everyone deserves to have that in their lives.
And can I add to that, and let me know if this is aligned with your thinking, but when you have your amazing experience, then we're able to more have ours, because your amazing experience is putting out this kind of information and product, right, Daryl?
Anytime anyone is willing to act on their passion, their excitement, and express it through real action in the world, it gives off a frequency that I think makes it that much more able for other people to also act on their highest joy as well. So yes, it all works together.
Well, there it is. And thank you, and thank you, your phone, for having you be able to stay with us until now to complete this in such a beautiful way. Daryl, this has been fantastic, and I look forward to seeing you at the Conscious Life Expo this Saturday, October the 1st, 2011, at the LAX Hilton. Daryl, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everyone, and we will see you soon.
All right. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
We will be back with our producer's wrap with Mark Lejeur right after this message.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
I am Filippo, and we're back with Life Changes with Filippo here with our producer, Mark.
Leisure.
And we have been talking to Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, and he was encouraging us to follow our excitement. And I would say, I think we are doing pretty good because this was exciting for me.
This was exciting, and it got me even more excited about something. And that something is that I think that we have this channeling thing not all wrong, but haven't had it all right until now. People are starting to get it, and that's because of the good work that people like Esther Hicks and Jerry and Esther Hicks and Abraham and Daryl and Bashar and April Crawford, who was on with Veronica and with us and others. And then you have shows like Medium and Ghost Whisperer, which have opened up the idea of this and crossing over, and then the James Von Prague show that have opened up the idea of this to a larger audience. But I think when you get to it, what gets me really excited is that we're starting to recognize what is truly going on here. Rather than taking ownership of the I-ness of ourselves, the idea that we are a big antenna and that we receive our signal, that the I, our self, our ego is, in essence, a signal. And we come and go from our, you know, I use the walkie-talkie analogy. You've heard me use that before, Filippo, how, you know, through our pineal gland, we enter and exit the body and spirit. Well, that's in essence what's happening here in channeling. But it is possible, once we get our mind out of the way, for us to tune into different frequencies. And that's where this channel is taking place. That's what's happening when we are reaching the zone, whether it be a creative zone that any sports figure has had, whether it's grade school sports or professional sports, you know when you're in the zone. Or the actor, when they've forgotten what they were doing because it was just creatively flowing through them, all of these things are tuning into these frequencies. And Bashar owns a frequency, and Daryl has allowed him to participate through Daryl's instrument. And I think that's pretty cool and opens up a whole world, which we're just now getting to explore.
Yeah, that is really cool. You know, it's interesting that you should say that because I was going to say something that's different, but I believe that aligns with it and complements it. I was going to say how, you know, how years ago, like maybe 15 years ago, if you saw a person walking down the street talking to themselves, you would think they were crazy. And nowadays we see people talking to themselves all the time. But of course we know they've got an earbud in their ear and a little microphone and they're talking to a friend or something. But to somebody that wasn't familiar with that technology, they'd look crazy as if they were talking to themselves. And so I was thinking about a friend of mine who called me this weekend to ask me some advice, some quote unquote spiritual advice, as she put it, on a purchase she had just made and whether it was spiritual to do that, et cetera, et cetera. And so anybody passing by her would see her just talking to herself. But if she were to say to them, I'm talking to my friend who's, you know, a little bit more conscious about these things than I am, and I'm getting advice. Well, They would still think she's crazy because they don't understand the concept maybe of the cell phone calling. But so how could that maybe on some level, you know, when we're like I asked Bashar question that day, at the, like I mentioned at the beginning of the monologue, I asked Bashar a question. How is that different? We might be using a different medium that we're not really that familiar with.
Well, at the end of the day, we're really not familiar with anything.
Yeah, right.
So now throw in the fact that we are supposedly and now experientially becoming multidimensional beings. So we're now going to, yes, be aware or open or able to experience these different mediums that we are not familiar with. But I think all it's doing is starting to shine a light on what we already weren't familiar with and what already has been happening. And this goes to the most basics of it, like the old ESP thing, right? I can't believe you just called. I was just thinking of you.
Right.
And that's something I could never wrap my arms around writing it off as a coincidence. And so right. many people do. I don't understand it, so I'm going to call it a coincidence. But right. it happens over and over and over again, and they're thousands of miles away. That's not a coincidence. Well, of course, now we have science and the PSI studies and what Noetics Institute and others have done, which have proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is communication in this morphic field or in this field effect. And so that's now opens up, just like you have data going to different devices. You have your phone and your laptop and your desktop and your whatever else. It would be similar that you have data access. We humans have data access, and we can retrieve it and send it in different ways in terms of different mediums, whether it be yourself or a channeled friend or being or a psychic picking up on those energies or whatnot.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is
there you have it.
And whatnot. No, but seriously, because I'm listening to you and thinking, well, yeah, and if we can talk about that way, then we can talk about other things that way, like past, present, and future not existing, nothing actually existing, like you could actually put your hand through stuff, supposedly, because it doesn't exist. And it's
that's
all
what they're documenting in China, these super psychics, these kids that are coming through. Well, you know, this is the fundamental. Yes. Everything I don't understand how we can all say it's only vibration and then we leave it there mentally. If it's all vibration, if it's all just energy, then you have to take it to the next logical step that says it's just a tighter vibration, giving a different experience of what might be solid versus liquid versus gas or ether. It's all vibration. So therefore, if the mind breaks its parameters in terms of what it believes those vibrations to be, anything then is possible.
Yeah. Which is exciting and could be scary for some, unless they're focusing on their excitement, in which case it's only exciting. And somehow it's exciting that we are at the top of the hour and this is the end of another great show. Well, that's an exciting way to look at it. It's the end of another great show, and we're going to have another great one and another one and another great guest and another great guest.
And I'll probably be up until our next show thinking about this that we've just talked about.
Just from sheer excitement. I love that. All right. Well, I hope you all stay up with us until next time when you'll hear me say... I don't know. I'm trying to be funny. Anyway.
And that was it. That was all you needed to say. And this has been Life Changes with Filippo. And I'm Mark Legere.
And I'm Filippo Voltaggio. And it's been a pleasure being of service by hosting this show today. We thank you for being part of the show and part of the positive changes we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.
I know that you have more than enough reasons. The disappointment is well justified. But now we know that love too has its seasons. Sometimes rain, sometimes oh so fine. It's true that I was blinded by another. I've been letting loose behind your back. Forgot all that we'd promised each other. But now I know I'm back on the right track. From now on you'll never need to doubt. Cause now you've shown me what it's all about. I'm gonna make it up to you. I swear this time is true. I wanna make it up to you. Let me make it up to you. Just say that we will start anew, and I will make it up to you. I couldn't stand to hear we're through. Well, I admit I've taken you for granted, and everything is bad as it sounds. I cannot believe the mess I've landed. And I confess, I'm guilty on all counts. But oh, from now on you'll never need to doubt. Cause now you've shown me Show me what it's all about. I'm gonna make it up to you. Fly, sweat, this time is true, babe. I wanna make it up to you. Just say that we